Brethren Throughout America. San Diego, California, November 11, 1904. My brethren throughout America, I have a message for you. It is the duty of those in all parts of America to have a special regard for the men who are giving the powers of heart, mind, and soul to the work in the Southern field. This field is a responsibility that does not rest upon the men and women only who are engaged in the work there. None should feel that they have no burden to carry in reference to this field. The wrongs that have existed in the past must not be repeated. Not one word of discouragement should be spoken to anyone engaged in the work. This field must be worked. Every grace is needed. That which has been done in sending out self-denial boxes is well-pleasing to God. By the use of these boxes, a double good is accomplished. Gifts are received for the advancement of the work, and the families in which these boxes are used receive an education in self-denial. Parents are to respect this means in training their children in lessons of self-denial and sacrifice. These children, in their youth, are to practice the lessons that our Savior has given in His Word. To some, this matter may appear as small and unimportant, but in the kingdom of heaven, the results will show that it was great and important. It is a missionary work, a work of grace for the giver and for the receiver. Sometimes through it, there is formed the habit of giving. Through it, seed is sown, which springs up unto everlasting life. The work may appear small and feeble, but the lessons that are reminders of the cross of Calvary and lead to gifts of self-denial will certainly bring their reward. Children, let this work grow in your hearts. It is not much, but the Lord regards it as a precious thing, as a reminder of the responsibilities resting upon parents to give their larger offerings, for they are greatly needed. The work for the colored people needs liberal offerings, and parents as well as children may do much by self-denial and sacrifice to aid this work. Parents, these self-denial boxes are a precious reminder in your home. Therefore, deny yourselves in order to be able to put money into them, just as long as there are needs to be supplied. Watch and guard the Lord's plan. This is a living work, and the mites swell into larger sums. Take your children, fathers and mothers, to the mercy seat. Go with them to the cross, and tell the children of the sacrifice that Christ has made to provide for them mansions in the heavens. He would have all your gifts, large or small, bear the signature of self-denial. Let your offerings be increased by self-denial, that you may hear the well done from Him who has given you all things. Matthew 25, verse 21. Let these boxes, which hold your gifts of self-denial, lead you to remember that you have been bought with a price. Let nothing make you regard the matter with indifference. It is the Lord's plan. Deal honestly with it, remembering the great gift of God to you, that you should be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Spiritual advancement here means life in the higher world. Parents, lose no opportunity to set forth Christ your Redeemer. Show Christian sympathy and Christian fellowship for all the needy and oppressed. Children, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Let your neighbors and friends know what these little boxes mean. Invite them to try the same method and to practice liberality. Your efforts may be the saving of souls. Tell them of the needs of the colored children in the South. You will not be ashamed when Christ shall appear that you were faithful to your trust. A primary school should be fitted up in Huntsville for the education of colored children. Provision should also be made for those who can be prepared to minister to their own race. For this work, wise teachers are needed, and gifts of money are needed. Do not suppose that small offerings will not be appreciated. Larger gifts will also be needed. Self-sacrifice is called for at every step. It is a great work to prepare colored youth to teach their own race.